And after 48 days at the red traffic light setting, Te Tai Tokoro has finally joined the rest of the country at orange. Northland has been relatively COVID-free this summer, clocking up just a handful of locations of interest this month. Businesses are celebrating the step change in traffic lights, but Northlanders are divided. Tai Tokoro Border Control slamming the move as ridiculous. Our political reporter, Annika Smith, has more.
Northland moved to the traffic light system at red with Auckland, Taupō, Whanganui and others at the start of December last year. Until midnight, it was the last region standing. Orange opens up hospitality venues, which can now ditch gathering limits, physical distancing and masks, provided they use vaccine certificates. Hospitality New Zealand's Northland president, John Maurice, says the change-up is long overdue.
It's about time, because there's no doubt that our placement or staying in red has deterred a lot of visitors coming to Northland over the Christmas period. Excellent news.
Northland Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Steve Smith is more pessimistic. He says the normally booming summer period is now nearly over, but a move to orange is better late than never.
You could also argue, of course, and I know it's easy in hindsight, that we shouldn't have been in red to start with, but orange, I guess that's a step forward.
Although businesses across Northland are breathing a sigh of relief today, not everyone is happy. Tai Tokoro Border Control, which helped police run December's checkpoints, has slammed the move as quote-unquote bloody ridiculous. Its leader, Hone Harawira, says they were given a day's notice to give feedback on the proposal, and any feedback that was put to government has been ignored. Regional coordinator Ruben Taipare felt stressed and disappointed when he heard yesterday's news. His staunch position is that Northland should have stayed in red.
Just because New Zealand has had the luxury of being well protected and isolated from COVID, it's only a matter of time, and it's only a matter of us stepping down from our responsibility of protecting our community, that it'll eventually be here.
Mr. Taipare argues that Northland, with a larger Māori population, lower vaccination rates and worse economic and health indicators, is unique and should be treated as such. He's also concerned the move to orange will affect Tai Tokoro Border Control's ability to protect its own community, with Waitangi commemorations just around the corner.
With the right security and the right authority, we could do initiatives. We could run good campaigns. We could do vigilant checkpoints there to ensure that those events were managed and safe for our communities, for our elders who are adamant that they will continue to practice their sovereignty and attend Waitangi.
Waitangi draws an influx of visitors to Te Tai Tokoro, but whether this will be the case this year remains to be seen. The government is warning Omicron could be in the community any day now. Steve Smith says it may mean Northland's stint in orange is short-lived.
It'll be interesting to see how long we stay in orange with respect to the government's decisions in and around Omicron, but I guess that's something we can't really guess at this stage. We just don't know.
One thing's for certain, if Omicron does pop up in the community, all regions will move to the red traffic light setting within 24 to 48 hours.